What's going on, everyone? Welcome to our Now Playing podcast. I'm Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Taryn Beach.
Oh, hello, Eric Fardren.
And Matthew Curiel.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
I would have called you Matt, but I was looking at your Skype name, and so I said Matthew.
It's okay. You're just kind of like my dad. Oh. He calls me Matthew.
Oh, hello, Matthew.
Hello. So, hello.
Barry Villatoro. Nice to see you.
Oh, that's my favorite. All right, so we were just talking about some video games. Let's talk about some new games that are out.
Yeah, the new hotness.
Yeah, you got that new hotness, that new PS4.
Yeah, I lost a ton of sleep over it, but I got one.
I know, when you sent that picture of like you being the only one at Target, I was like, maybe he's getting there a little too early.
I did get there way too early. I got there at 8:30 at night. No one lined up at the door till 5 in the morning. And the only person that lined up was this girl who just drove up out of nowhere. She hadn't been waiting there at all.
She went right up to line.
So I was number 2 in line.
Oh, man. What if they only had one?
I would have slapped her. And we're like, nope, you don't get it. You don't deserve it.
So what'd you get with your PS4?
Well, last week I bought a camera.
Okay.
And I got Assassin's Creed and Killzone last week.
Nice.
And then with the system, I got Knack and Call of Duty because I'm a fool and I buy Call of Duty games.
Ah, that could be fun.
Yeah, I get them every year. I play them for a month and then I just get rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Battlefield 4 on next gen.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into Battlefield 3 or any of the others, so I don't know.
Battlefield's tight, in my opinion. I like it.
So tell us about some of those games that you got. How about that Knack? You been playing that Knack? I went to watch
you. Gotta get that Knack.
I went to watch you yesterday on your streaming, so it was like, hey, I'm streaming. And I went to go, and then you weren't streaming anymore.
I wasn't? No. I was streaming for like an hour and a half.
Oh, really? Oh,
actually, yeah.
You're just super late.
I guess.
Yeah, you were late.
I got on Facebook, and I was like, oh, hey, he's streaming. Nope, no, he's not.
You missed it. It was fun. I don't know, the people who were watching it with me, watching me play, they actually thought it looked pretty cool, too. Mm. I dig it. It's like Pixar made a God of War game.
that sounds What's pretty that, rad.
Yeah, Knack. Knack is like a Pixar God of War. I'm really liking it.
Cool.
Sounds really rad.
It's got some fun puzzles. It's pretty.
So is it like action? I know nothing about Knack.
Pound L2, R2.
Yeah, it's like an action. How or what?
I said mash L2 R2.
No, mash square. Mash square and X. I don't know. It's just you run around, you punch robots and goblins and solve some puzzles. And nice. I don't know, I'm digging it.
Nice, I could do that.
It's nothing too hard. But like to play it, it's not hard. But to beat it, it's very difficult.
So what is Knack? He looks like I don't know. I've never looked at any pictures. But every time I kind of see that, like just as a glance, it looks like he's like just like a pile of trash.
He basically is a pile of trash.
Okay, trash monster Knack.
Yeah, he's a big pile of garbage that fights monsters. I don't know. He's like a robot that's made of all these like little relic pieces. I don't know. Okay. It's weird.
That makes more sense.
There you go, Matt. There's your strap line. Knack.
Yeah.
A hot pile of trash.
Hey, kids, get that Knack and play as a trash man. He's going to fight some goblins for you. But no, I'm really digging it. It's pretty fun so far. I'm only 2 levels in, so I'm not going to, like 2 worlds in, I'm not going to, you know, pass judgment yet, but I'm liking it.
You haven't been playing it that much. You stayed up all that night and you've only got 2 levels in?
Yeah, no, I've played it for about as long as I streamed, for like an hour, hour and a half.
That's all you've played?
That, and I've played a little Call of Duty multiplayer.
How does that?
It was okay. I died a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've played through about half an hour of Killzone. That's a pretty game.
I'm sure.
It's pretty.
Did you get any AC4 in?
No, that's actually the only game I haven't put into the system yet to play.
You see, Barry, that's the one I'm actually... You know that I used to love the Assassin's Creed, and you also know that I just was just like, I'm tapped out.
Yeah.
When it got to, like, what was it? What was after Brotherhood?
Revelations.
Revelations, yeah. I tapped out on that and then missed out on 3.
Yeah.
After reading Marty Sleva's review and then, like, seeing everything, like, that might be one of the first next-gen games I get when I get a PS4. Like, that game actually looks like it might be a cool AC game, which is weird to say considering the way that series has gone.
Right, yeah. And that's one of the things I was looking at, too. I was like, man, of all the new games that are coming out, if I got a, you know, next-gen console, that would probably be the game I would get. It's AC.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks really cool, and I hated the third one, so...
Oh, you hated it?
You can go hunting for Moby Dick and shit. I mean,
that's
it looks
actually
bad.
Actually, that's the only reason I got Assassin's Creed 4.
Is to go hunt Moby Dick?
Because I can hunt Moby Dick, and I can go all Ahab on him. That's the only reason. Someone told me that. I was like, uh-huh, sold. Gimme.
Nah, those pirate battles, that's what I want to play. The sea battles are so rad.
I know, those are cool.
I never even got to those in the third one.
Oh, really?
I got really bored.
Wow.
It was just like one tutorial, and I was, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, did you ever get to where you play as the, I don't remember the Native American dude's name.
Nope.
Oh, you didn't even get
Connor?
Yeah, Connor.
No,
yeah.
I was playing as some British dude.
Yeah, Kenway. Oh, man.
I was playing as some British guy, and I was crying, I'm like... This is false advertising. I wanted to play as that cool guy, and I just unplugged it and turned it off.
Oh, that's crazy.
Interesting. So you go back in time to play Kent. You start off as Kenway, and then you go back in time in AC4 to play as Kenway?
No, this is a different Kenway.
Oh, a different Kenway?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Same, you know, bloodline. It's probably like Connor's, you know, grandson.
Well, a lot of incest back in the day, so.
No, that's what they did. It was the good thing to do, I guess.
Got to keep the bloodline clean, man.
It's gonna
keep it clean.
But I want to play that for sure. It looks rad.
I don't want to, like, stick it in the dirt and, you know, breed outside your family lineage. I mean, my God.
Got to keep that blue blood.
Exactly.
All right, well, so let's go back to video games.
Yes, video games.
History is important to teach us. Don't date your cousins.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't do that.
History
gross.
Teaches us that.
Yeah.
I think common sense teaches us that.
So does history, Matt. So does history.
Yeah, I suppose.
So what you playing right now, Matt?
Right now, I'm talking on Skype.
Oh, you actually turned off? Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good. That'll work.
Zing!
Zing!
What you been playing, Taryn?
GTA Online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been getting my mad antisocial personality disorder on and homicidal mania. Yeah, homicidal tendencies, getting all that all on like crazy.
So how is that? Is that everything like one would hope it would be?
It's, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. Uh-huh. If you want like a semi-social GTA experience, it's badass.
Right.
If you just want to screw around on your own and not be bothered by other people, then no, you're not going to enjoy that. But if you wanted to, like, if you ever wanted to know, like, what, you might, like, did you ever play GTA 4 online? Either of you?
No, I didn't.
Once or twice.
Okay. If you played free mode with a bunch of, like, strangers and just kind of ran around and killed each other and, like, ran around just doing crazy
just
weird
anarchy.
Shit. That's sort of what it's like when you're in free mode, except with more to do.
Yes, yes.
Because there are scripted moments there. Like, I mean, they took, like, just, like, normal free mode and just went next level with it. As you level up and progress through, like, the levels that they have for your character by doing jobs from the main characters, like you get jobs from Lester, you get jobs from Trevor... Okay. You get jobs from Martin Madrazo, and also you start off meeting Lamar, and then he introduces you to Gerald, and so you do jobs for him. And then as you start progressing, it like you can get a car, you go to LS Customs, you put a tracker on it, so that like if someone Like, you can file an insurance claim. It's so crazy. Like, this is the first game I've ever played where I felt like, wow, this is art. Like, art mimics life. I was like, I was at my, like, I went to my friend's apartment, and then he's like, oh, hold on, I have to call my insurance company. Because his car got blown up, so he had to get a new one. I was just like, oh my god, what the hell? You can actually, like, Meriwether Security. Like, have you two played GTA 5?
No, I haven't.
I haven't beaten it yet.
Okay. There's this company called Meriwether Security. They're like a, sort of like a PMC.
Okay.
And they are sort of in the game, in the campaign, they play a role in that they offer you their services. So, like, when you hit, I forget, like, say, like, level 30 or something, you can call in, like, a helicopter for cover. You can call, like, troops. if you have to run a mission and you need some backup, you can call them, and then they'll send some troops. Like, everything costs money.
Oh, that's cool.
But, like, you can hold up, like, stores. If you start yelling and swearing at the
they give you the money faster.
Have to yell, but yeah, they'll fill up the bag faster and clear out the bag. There are random, like, secure cars or Brinks trucks that drive around. You can, like, throw sticky bombs on their doors, blow those open.
Nice.
The cops are still as tenacious as ever, like, just as
tenacious. I think they're more tenacious.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, in GTA 5 in general, like, they're just as tenacious as they are in the story mode.
Okay.
Like, with the helicopters and everything.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Like there's so many weird things. Like, you can hold up a store and, like, there are just random NPCs that are packing heat. And if they see, like, you're holding up a store, like, you come out and they'll start shooting you. Sometimes sometimes the guys behind the counter have, like, a gun behind the counter, so they'll fill the bag and then they'll start popping on you.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And then the missions are pretty rad. Like, at times, like, it kind of feels like they're pretty repetitive because it's kind of like, you know, go screw these people up and, you know, grab their, like, drugs and then bring them back to me. So they're kind of like fetch quests, and there's a lot of those. But
yeah,
there's, like, a lot of crazy ones. Like, there's one called Base Invaders. You have to break into the military complex, blow up the lasers, which are, like, the wannabe F-16s, then steal a helicopter and fly that back to Trevor's airstrip. Like, it's just, like, there are some really cool ones. And then some of them pay, like, really good money. But, I mean, the only thing is, like, some people complain about the fact that, like, a lot of things are, like, really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. And that's either, you either have to grind for money or you pay in microtransactions. But, like...
Yeah, but they're giving you all that free money now, right?
Yeah, they because of all the problems that they had, they did a stimulus package. So if you, that's what they're calling it. They're calling it the stimulus package. But if you played in October, you have 500,000 in-game credits waiting for you.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Get that free money.
That's funny. So is there, like, an in-game economy with, like, the other players at all, or is it just you get the money you get from, like, doing missions and stuff like that?
Yeah, you can – I haven't figured out a way to do it, but you can sort of, like, split your earnings with your crew members. Like, you can run around in a – like, you can make crews. You can run around as a crew. You get
I've done that.
Yeah, you get more credits and points. For, like, doing job, where you definitely get more RP, which is, like, your leveling points or whatever. You get more of that by doing missions, like, with members of your crew. Mm. You get, like, a crew bonus. And so, like, there's incentive to do that. But, like, the stock market is all driven by the players. Like, it's actually,
cool.
So there is, like, an in-game economy to that.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening. I don't remember what podcast I listened to, but I was listening to some people talk about, like, their experience with GTA Online. They're saying, like, it was just them and their friend. They're, like, just cruising around the the neighborhood, trying to figure out what they should do. And then all of a sudden, they turn around the corner, and there's like a full-fledged shootout going on with someone else and the cops.
Yeah,
that happens.
That's a wild world.
That would be hella funny to me. Especially,
yeah,
even if like you're in the middle of like, you know, you have something big going on. You got the cops after you. Then you turn around the corner and someone else has the same thing going on. It's like, oh, no. This is going to get way out of control now.
Yeah, it is. Like, free mode, if you get a pretty full server, can turn into just complete fucking chaos.
Chaos, yeah.
Because, like, you'll be... It's, like, imagine this. So, like, because NPCs will do this, too. So you go and you need a car because of whatever reason. You know, So you steal a car, and then so you have stars on you because you stole the car. So you're dipping from the car, and then your cell phone beeps, and it says like you fucked with the wrong person, and it's like some unknown dude. And then all of a sudden, it flashes $9,000 bounty's been put on you. Now everyone in the game is on your ass trying to kill you, and you're running away from the cops. That's so great. Yeah, it's crazy.
You can actually put like bounty on other players and stuff.
Oh, you can call Wesker. You get to a point and you can put like a bounty on someone if they piss you off. And then like pretty much like I don't really mess with other players unless they mess with me. I do like if I see someone on the radar, I will like turn a corner to avoid them because more often than not, like a random person will try to kill you. So I technically try to avoid them.
It's real out there.
Yeah, it's real. They're keeping it real.
The mean streets.
The mean streets of Los Santos, man. But like,
when you,
I will hunt people when there's bounties. Like, if I see like someone has a $7,000, $9,000 bounty, I'm like, oh hell yeah! And then I'll just try to track them down and kill them.
That's hilarious.
When you rob stores, do you actually like say "give me the money" or do you just yell gibberish like I do?
I usually will say like "put the fucking money in the bag," like hurry the f up, and then If I don't have my mic plugged in, I just shoot stuff off his wall, off their walls.
Like I do that up, too. Yeah,
yeah. I blow up all their stock of liquor and stuff.
And they're like, "Oh, this person must want our money." Open up that cash register.
I just usually yell like just straight up gibberish, like
that works too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that you actually use your mic to like talk to the. I don't know
the NPCs.
NPCs.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, I was looking at
the game is good.
Yeah, the GTA Online interests me way more than Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh dude, I've stopped playing GTA 5 story like a while ago.
Yeah, I
never beat it. I got a
sweet apartment with a six car garage. I have two bikes and two cars. Woo! If you're a Rockstar Social Club, you get the Elegy for free, which is a sports car, and it's pretty quick. So that'll keep you from having to like buy a car for a while. But then you can get like the supercars, like the wannabe Bugatti Veyron, and then like the wannabe Koenigsegg and stuff like that, which are pretty fast.
I don't know what those things are.
I do. That's why I'm riding a GT6, because I know these things.
Bugatti. Cars are – I don't know what cars are. I know they get me places. I know I have one. That's about it.
So if
like right, oh go ahead.
I was gonna say, so like let's say you start off you said the Elegy, so you get you get your insurance on that, and then it gets blown up in a shootout. Like, can you go and pick another one up?
Oh yeah, you just call your insurance company, and then they
of course call your insurance company.
Call them, and then you pay like I'm not even joking. You pay your claim deductible, and then you can go pick your car up. What I usually do, this is a just the tip. To borrow from Dion, but like pro tip, I call like the insurance company and it'll say like your vehicle is at the insurance company, and then I call my mechanic and tell him to bring it to me. Like, he gets paid on a daily basis. He might as well make his money. Might as well earn it by providing my vehicles to me. Yeah,
yeah. If you're not fixing them, you're driving them to me, bud.
Yeah, exactly. And, but like right now, I think I have like 850,000 credits.
There you go.
So I'm more than, I'm just like about halfway to my Buzzard Attack Helicopter, which is 1.75 million credits. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be pretty penny on the insurance, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that I don't blow it up, but that's
yeah. Like, are there like different like insurance rates? I never even checked on that.
Depending on like how expensive your vehicle is, depends on how much you pay. But okay. One thing of note is like if you do go around blowing up people's rides, it does give you bad sport points, and then you also have to pay part of their insurance claim.
Well, you did cause it.
Yeah, you did. It's all your fault.
We can just talk about like the insurance in GTA online for like half.
Dude, it was so funny. I was like, I cannot believe that it was so weird. It was just like I went to
Welcome
my friend's
house. Welcome to the insurance
house.
Hour.
I walked up to like his door because like there's like a you know how like you launch things in GTA, like there's always like that little halo of light for whatever point that you have to walk into, yeah. Like you like launch jobs that way or whatever. So I walk up to the little blue circle of light like at his front door. Of like his high rise apartment, and it's like buzz such and such. So I'm like just hammering the buzz button, just like and he's like, oh yeah. And then so he brings me up, and he's like, oh, hold on a second before we go. So I'm like walking around in his apartment, which is like super swanky. And he's like, I gotta call my insurance company. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, I love it. That's funny.
What have you been playing, Barry?
I've been playing a couple things. I've been playing this game called Adventure Park. I got it through Steam. I don't know if you ever saw like Roller Coaster Tycoon back in the day. Mm-hmm. It's like a theme park simulator, and it looks really good. But
it looks good, so I can't play it on my PC. Okay, cool. No. Thanks.
Yeah, like even my computer like chugs when it's on high, but it looks really good. The thing is, it's like.
Really bad?
No, it's just...
I'm just joking. It's like, it looks really good, but it's really bad. No, I'm kidding.
There's just some weird design things with it. So you can't... Because it's like... In a simulator game like this, you need to be able to see your part from every angle. But the thing is, you can't just like use your arrows. You can't use WASD. You can't use anything to actually churn... Like your
the camera's super wonky then.
Right,
huh?
So you have to scroll all the way down. You have to scroll until you're actually like on the ground with the rest of your people, churn the camera, and then scroll back up. And then like
that
move away.
Terrible.
It's really weird. I like, can I just like just change my angle? Like, why is it gotta be like this every time? Maybe there is and I'm just dumb. I mean I would assume that there is and I just can't figure it out.
It sounds broken.
I can't.
Do Steam games come with manuals?
No.
I know, like, they don't come with physical manuals, obviously, since they're digital medium, but I mean, like, is there a manual file?
Possibly, but, I mean, I went through the tutorial.
You would think that they would cover that sort of stuff in the
tutorial. Right, and then there's just, like, so you have to have your maintenance and custodial staff and all stuff like that. But one of the things I liked, you know, in other, like, theme park simulation games, where these guys, like, they walk around. But so
right.
In this game, like when you're trying to cover different areas of the park, so like let's say the best way to cover two different rides for a maintenance guy is basically to stick him in the middle of both of them, but he's going to be like out in the middle of the desert. The dude doesn't walk to a path and then just start walking back and forth to make it look normal. He sits in the middle of the desert. Like,
what?
So weird. Like, move somewhere.
So like, do you have to set like a maintenance path for him or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, like where he does like his rounds?
Yeah, you do. And that's but it's only like in one large square. And
game
so
sounds weird.
The person only sits in the middle of that square the whole time until something needs to be done, and then once they fix it, they come back to the middle of the square.
What the heck?
So I'm like, why have people like just standing off the pathways? And I'm just like, that just, I mean, it's just aesthetics, but just, I don't know, it's weird to me. And then with certain things like, I think the grid is too small. So every little detail is like so finite when you move it back and forth, like bushes or pathways and things like that, like everything could be like just off center. So like your pathway could be just off center of your entrance because the grid is so small and it's all like aesthetic stuff. But it's just kind of like, I don't know, when you're building a theme park thing, like you don't want it to look all wonky. Once you're done,
right,
like
exactly.
Pathways don't meet up to the entrance just right. You have people standing out in the middle of nowhere. And then on top of that, like building a roller coaster is really weird. I like the way they've done it, where you basically left click and hold and drag the rail like up or down to go higher stuff.
All right.
But that's all the control you get over it. So that's just really like getting used to.
So it's a fun concept, but in execution, not fun.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give it. I mean, like maybe you know, it's just me trying to learn a new simulator game. But everything could go a lot smoother if I can just figure out how to change the camera view.
That's like, weird that
if I could just do that easily. Yeah, if I could just do that easily, that would make a huge difference. Because then it's like, oh, okay, well, this isn't just right. Let me just change the camera view and get it right. But it's like every time I have to scroll down, turn the camera, and scroll back up. I'm just like, there's been times where, like, I think it was just last night, I was making a roller coaster. I was like, oh, I got to see the other angle. And I was like, just the fact that I had to scroll down, I was like, no, exit. I don't want to do it. I don't have to scroll down, turn. I was like, that's just weird to me.
That is weird.
I mean, you can upgrade each. You can upgrade each like attraction little by little. Like there's a lot of stuff in it, and it looks great. And I don't know, but we'll see how it goes. And even like if you try to change your like visual settings, it's like it can't just do it right then. It has to restart the entire game every time.
What?
Not even if you're like let's change the quality of the shadows. Got to restart the game. I'm like stop. Every time
so it's a broken game.
I don't know if it's broken. It's just goofy with certain things like that. It was just design choices.
Does not like.
Sounds like that game needs a patch.
Yeah, maybe. It just came out last week, so.
Oh, okay. Well, no, they should have finished it.
Yeah, but I am reviewing it, so if that's not up before, but we'll see.
Uh-oh.
Because I was so excited. I was like, what? Adventure park? Theme park simulator? I love that idea. I love theme park simulators. So I'm just like, oh, this is... not what
this
I was hoping.
A good one.
Yeah, this is not what I was hoping to be spending my time with. But I've also been playing. I was telling Matt last week, Taryn, I've been playing Oregon Trail, but not like Oregon Trail, but like Oregon's. So it's like a zombie apocalypse version. It's so rad.
It looks really cool.
It's so much fun. So I mean, it has the same goofy graphics and. Your car moves like 2 centimeters at a time, and it's like, oh, so-and-so broke their leg. You're like, nothing happened. But it's cool. So, like, instead of having to go and stop and kill deers for food and stuff like that, you have to go and, like, scavenge through towns and just shoot off zombies that are coming to attack you. It's so much fun. You should...
Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Yeah, your computer could probably run that one, Matt.
I probably could. I think I can get it on my on iPhone, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like $10. I saw it on Steam for $2.50. I was like, I gotta get that Oregon Trail. And I beat it, and I was very happy. But when the game first started, I was like, alright, I named my people. And you meet this guy named Clements. And he helps you do like a couple of zombie runs, then he gets infected. And so like they always have this thing, so like if one of your people get infected or if they're dying, you can kill them off so that they don't, turn to a zombie, come after you. But they make it like super personal, so it zooms in on both these little, like, I don't know, what, 4-bit characters, 6-bit characters, and you have to actually raise your gun and point at the dude's head, and bam! And when you do it, like, all this, like, pixelated blood goes everywhere, and he falls face first on the floor.
Clements' first name isn't Powerhouse, is it?
No, it's just Clements.
Okay.
And they have a lot of pictures of him, like, in the Steam cards, and it's like, they have derpy Clements and stuff like that.
Oh, poor Clements.
But yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I've been playing that Pac-Man.
Oh, how is that? Is it fun?
It actually is. I've been playing it on the 3DS. It's like a weird like Mario meets, I don't know, Pac-Man, I guess, because he does have like he shoots fireballs out of his mouth and all that.
Huh, I never saw that in a Pac-Man game.
Neither have I.
I don't know if that's canon.
It's totally not canon. But I don't know. I'm liking it. It's actually fun. It's got some cool boss battles.
Are the bosses the ghosts?
No, there's like these little like super ghosts almost, and like giant monsters.
Huh.
I don't know. It's cool. It's cute, because it's based off a little kid's show. But I don't know. It's fun. It's a 2D side-scrolling Pac-Man.
Oh, it's 2D sides. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 2D side-scroller.
Surprisingly fun, know. Huh, compared to what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be good at all, because I played one level at Comic-Con, And I was like, yeah, this isn't good. I don't like this. But then I started playing it last week, and I'm like, oh, all right, yeah. I understand this. This makes sense now.
Well, Austin got a bunch of copies to give away.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah, like 20 of them.
Wow, that's a lot.
He's like,
they sent him a bucket of Pac-Man.
Right. Hey, what's this package? Why are there so many Pac-Man games in it?
Why did they mail me a bucket? I don't get it.
But one game I do want to talk about I've been playing mostly this week is Blackguards. So it's a new turn-based...
Whoa.
What?
You don't have to get all racist.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Okay, nondescript guards. It's
racially ambiguous guards?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know why it's that name, actually, now that you made me think about it. I haven't noticed anything about black guards. And I just mean, like, there's no sect of people named Blackguards or anything like that.
Wait, I just looked up Blackguards.
I know it takes place in the Dark Eye universe.
Okay, so well, like they were armed troop. They were armed groups of workers formed after the Russian Revolution.
Okay, this has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that, they were the Blackguards.
No, there's no Russia. There's dwarves and dragons and stuff.
Okay, never mind.
So it starts off with, like, this princess gets killed and you get blamed for the murder. And then so you end up in, like, this prison. And, like, for, like, the first half hour, it's kind of like, and the voice acting was a little weird. And I was like, oh, of course I meet a dwarf and now he's just going to hang out with me because he had nothing else to do with his life. And same thing, like, this mage guy you come across. But once I got out of that prison area, like, there's a time where you just have to do certain missions in that game where, like, your party just sits together in, like, front of a fire, and, like, that's when, like, the story starts to flesh out a little more, and I was like, oh, I kind of like this now. That's when it started to sell me, and then you have to go from town to town, and, like, when you go into towns, it's not like you're not walking around with your party, it's more just kind of like a screen that you look at that has, you know, a town with people doing their day-to-day business, and there's different icons you can just click on from, you know, go to sleep, and merchants, and blacksmiths, and stuff like that.
So it's like Zelda.
Which
like the towns in Zelda.
Zelda. Oh yeah, I mean similar, except that, like, you're not actually going through the town, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. So the combat is, you know, turn based, like, you know, and you're on a hexagon grid. It's really fun, and like it just doesn't describe some of your moves the best. Whereas, like, certain games, I guess, like something like XCOM, like, you know, like, when you're going to use up all your moves. Where this game, it's not so clearly defined, but for the most part, the combat is a lot of fun. There's only certain things where there's been times where, like, I was fighting, like, some cryptid, like, leech things, and every time I went to attack, they would dodge, and every time they would attack me, I would dodge. So it's like for a half hour, everyone was dodging. I was like, what is going on here? I don't get this.
It was a dance party.
That's what it looked like.
Cryptid Leech Dance Party. It's the new hotness. All the kids are doing it.
But this Barry Cast Dance Central.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, the only thing they have...
Very,
like,
effective.
They have this, like, mechanic you've seen in some, like, RPGs where sometimes your magic isn't performed right. It's like, it can fail before it does anything. So, like, you'll cast, like, Fireball, and, like, your magic goes and doing it. It's like, oh, maybe next time. What do you mean next time? Like... That's, like, the most frustrating thing, but...
I need you now! Come back!
But it is a lot of fun. I've already fought, like, dragon and a giant troll, and, like, the fights with the other humans are
troll
a lot...
Troll in the dungeon, yeah.
What's that?
Troll in the dungeon!
Right, of course it's there. But I've had to do, like, a couple rescues.
Wait, was this an internet troll, or...?
No, it was a wood troll.
Oh, they're much nicer.
Yeah, so this game's coming out, like, chapter by chapter on Steam.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's just, like, for early access. You still have to buy the full game, but you get a chapter.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Now, see, you mentioned the game, and I know that how much you and I both love it, so I have to ask you.
What?
Any interest in Enemy Within?
Yeah. Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
That looks really cool. Uh-huh.
Dude, I mean, yeah, you know, we love XCOM.
Oh my god,
fun!
Yeah. So yeah, I haven't. I mean, you know, I don't have the $30 for it, but I definitely.
And it's just an expansion for right. Enemy Unknown, right?
It looks, yeah, but it looks like a pretty serious expansion.
Yeah.
Like, a whole new list of things to do. Like, I don't know, like, yeah. I don't know how I feel about going after people and not aliens, but, you know, I mean, I don't know until I play it. But when they were like, hey, you go, here's a lot more XCOM, I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I know.
New technologies and stuff, like, oh, please, yeah. Yeah, I'm almost done with another playthrough on XCOM. Like, I'm always playing that game in the background.
That game's so good.
Yeah, I got it when it came out, the Enemy Unknown, the original.
Uh-huh.
And I played it for about a month, and then I got sidetracked. Mm. But then I got that one, The Bureau.
Oh, yeah.
And I disliked it so much that it made me go back to the other XCOM, and I played that for, like, another month.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard The Bureau wasn't that good.
No, it's meh.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's not that great.
That's disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, when I saw that, I thought the same thing. More XCOM, sweet. No, I'm not good.
No, it's much disappoint. It's, yeah.
Mm. That's no good. Yeah, I saw a trailer on the Enemy Within. I was stoked for it. So we'll see. I think
look
it
on
just
the bright side. They're out of business now.
Who?
Who?
The ones who made the Bureau.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Because I was just like, what?
The bright side. People lost their jobs. You're a jerk, Matt.
I know. I'm a jerk. Sorry, I didn't like paying money for a bad game.
But yeah, I mean, those are the games I've been playing. Blackguards is a lot of fun. I'm previewing that one, and so I'm doing the first chapter. I think I'm almost done with it. I've been playing it for a while. So the only issue I've had is some of the text not fitting the windows. And that was just when it first came out. They patched that, but like when I was first playing, I was like, "What?" Like all the text was bleeding together on the screen. I was
ew.
Like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, and there's still like file names appear on the screen, which is a little strange. But it's like when I'm
that is weird.
Yeah, but I mean that's the only thing really now that's there. It's like the file names, but the game's a lot of fun.
MysticalSword.jpg.
Well, no, it's more like you'll have the file names for like whatever map you're on.
Oh, okay.
The maps aren't randomly generated; they're all made beforehand. So,
okay.
So that's been yeah. That and that Oregon Trail. Got to get my people to safety. That's the
got to get that Oregon Trail.
Yeah. So that's been it for me. Any other games you guys want to talk about that you're interested in?
I went back. I started
starting up.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I'm interested in starting up Assassin's Creed today. That's about it.
Yeah. Get that.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to that whale.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill that whale.
I just went back and I broke out the Wheel Stand Pro and my GT. What is it? The Driving Force GT. And which is the Logitech wheel. Started playing GT5 again, getting ready for GT6, which is coming out.
Yeah.
When's that come out?
December 6th.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wow, that's soon.
It's got a moon buggy.
Yeah.
Can I race on the moon?
I have no idea, but that game looks visually, game is so pretty. Yeah. Oh my God.
I will buy it if I can race on the moon.
You gotta buy it anyway. It's Gran Turismo. I think that's something you have to do.
Not a big fan. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know, but if you throw space,
it's hardcore sim.
Yeah. If you throw space at me, I will buy your game.
So you're a space person, huh?
Yeah, the only reason why I got
Call of Duty Ghosts is because it starts off in space.
Yeah, that's got a space level, so I was like, yeah, okay, gimme. I want to fight in space.
You know what else has a lot of space and you should play is that Aliens Colonial Marines. It's got a lot of space.
You know what? I own that game.
Oh no!
I paid $20 for it.
Oh,
it was a ripoff.
You sad?
What'd you think about the multiplayer though?
I was so angry with it that I never even tried it out.
Oh no! The multiplayer is the only redemptive part of that game.
I don't know about that.
No, it is the only redemptive part. There's nothing else you could point to.
Well, no, yeah, because the single player is straight up butt. It's not good.
Or the sound. The sound is like the best part of that game.
No, it's not.
The sound, yeah.
The sound is horrible.
Yeah, the sound of the pulse rifle?
Yeah.
It's the same pulse rifle sound over and over again. There's no variation.
Yeah,
oh my God. It's like a cheese grater.
they shoot the same bullet, so I doubt like it would sound different at any point.
No,
like,
they should change it. The echo depends on the environment. They should just change it.
Oh, okay. I get what you're talking about. You're talking about like
if
sound
I'm outside,
diffusion and stuff like that.
If I'm outside, yeah. It should sound different than if I'm in like a little
a quarter?
Hallway.
Yeah. I get that.
No, it's just bidoo-doo-doo.
I don't think they sound like that.
That sounds nothing like that.
That is the worst pulse rifle imitation sound I've ever
Sorry.
Heard. Sorry.
It's like I got a pea shooter over here.
What? When
I'm not
did,
the biggest
when did
fan of aliens.
Rifle, like, entered the world of Mega Man. Like, when did that happen?
You got pulse rifle.
What do you think about a first-person Mega Man?
Stop.
I was just thinking about having the blue bomber's arm out in front of you and like, blah, blah, blah. That
just,
would be kind of rad.
Just stop.
And kind of like, you know,
they
the
could
cartoony
do it.
World.
No, yeah, they could do it. It works for Metroid.
Right.
Yeah, but... Oh, man, I don't
a platformer.
Know.
Yeah, it's Mirror's Edge with Mega Man. There
oh,
you go.
Now I'm getting excited.
God, I am not. This is driving me further away from excitement. Like, oh, no.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Fast jumper from wall to wall,
awesome.
Shooting stuff.
They'd probably turn into like a gritty reboot.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Wily would be like a sewer man. And
why don't you type up that email?
Stupid. What?
So why don't you type up that email? You got to pitch that game.
Yeah.
Like imagine Mirror's Edge meets Metroid Prime, but is Mega Man.
Yes, featuring Rat King guy from sewer named Dr. Wily.
And when you get attacked hardcore, like you see Mega Man's face, and oh, he doesn't have a visor. No, that doesn't work.
Oh wait, if he's Mega
he
Man,
will now,
right?
What's that?
I said if he's Mega Man X, he does, right?
No, I don't think X has a visor.
Mega Man it's a gritty reboot. Visor. They'll throw a visor in there.
All right, why not? That could be one of his add-ons you find throughout the environment. He gets a visor.
Or pay for with a microtransaction.
Okay, now you can stop.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get this game made.
Microtransactions.
They'll listen to that. Capcom will be like, oh, money? Yes, give me. People will pay for a visor? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Hey, oh, my God, you can make it a RoboCop visor, so you have the monetary movie tie-in.
We just have, like, a first-person RoboCop.
I would play that as well.
That's more just like a tank game. You move around all slow, just blasting everything.
Have you seen the trailer to RoboCop? He does not look like a lumbering tank so
right.
much anymore.
Yeah,
I know. He looks like garbage.
He looks pretty... I don't know. It looked kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
He looks like Nightboat.
I'm not saying it's going to be a good movie, but like the scenes that they showed that weren't stupidest, basically the scenes that didn't have dialogue in them...
I'm going to look it up when we're done. I haven't seen it yet.
Look up the new RoboCop and then look up Nightboat from The Simpsons. They look exactly the same.
Nightboat.
Yeah, Nightboat. They look exactly the same. It's mind-boggling.
Well.
But I want, I would love a first-person RoboCop game.
Yeah.
With multiplayer where you play as RoboCop and Ed 209 and you just beat the crap out of each other.
get that
RoboCop 2 DLC and have Kane go in there with his crazy drugs.
I don't know much about
RoboCop. Did you ever see RoboCop 2? Oh, you
yes.
never really watched
two?
RoboCop 2?
Oh, I've seen the first one. I didn't even know there was... did I see 2? I had to have seen 2.
The second one's
the
awesome.
The one where they stick the guy's head in the machine. It's just his brain. And
yeah.
they fill it with drugs.
Yeah,
he has like a
it's called Nuke.
Minigun for an yeah, it's called Nuke. Yeah,
this sounds
and
very. Familiar.
He has a minigun for like his right arm, and he's
it's
just like
amazing.
Weapons.
I had to have seen it. I used to love RoboCop. I just can't remember it. I probably didn't see it that much.
The dude in his
What's
like
bugging you, Robo?
Like, jackhammer like his limbs all off, and then he ends
yeah.
up all like sit like citizen Sumerian RoboCop, where he's like. Don't smoke, and then they like spray paint him, like you know, like what was it, like fuck you on the back of him or something like that. I can't
that,
remember. Like, these hoodlums,
was that the
like,
second one?
Yeah, and two. Yeah,
okay. Because
he turns
yeah,
into like Samaritan citizen. RoboCop.
Yeah, they mess him up.
Yeah, like this guy is like smoking, and he like turns and he like shoots with his automatic pistol, like the outline, like almost like if you did a chalk outline, but he did it with bullets. And then the guy's like cigarette falls out of his mouth.
I remember that part.
Yeah, and he's like, "Thank you for not smoking." And then he like does this twirly thing with his gun, and then he sticks it back in his leg.
That's
so
terrible.
Ridiculous.
RoboCop's awesome, and so is RoboCop 2. It's garbage, but it's awesome garbage.
Like Mac.
Like Mac.
Yeah. Well, no, he's a Mac. He's a garbage man who fights robots.
Yeah.
And RoboCop's a garbage robot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, a robot that's garbage.
Yes. So what I'm saying is that Mac could beat up RoboCop, yes.
Wow.
Crossover. Wow.
He's the final boss, right?
Of course he is. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, we really got away from some video games.
No, it's good. It's good, man. It's good.
Pitched a couple games and a couple universe crossovers.
Yeah.
They should listen to us. Why?
Put it on.
A new $1 million idea.
In all seriousness, I'm super hyped for GT 6. I've been playing that game since
sure.
like the first one came out, so I'm mad hyped for that.
I've tried to make sure that Austin, you know, has you down for that. Like, you know who's getting that right.
Yeah, that game looks so awesome. Did any of you try? Well, I know Matt didn't. I doubt you did too. But did either of you try the GT Academy 2013?
Nope.
Oh,
it was super cool.
Yeah, I haven't played a Gran Turismo since like, I don't know, 3 maybe.
Oh man, it's so badass.
Yeah, it was a long time. I mean, but when they used to come out, I used to love those games so much. I used to get them all the time.
Oh my god!
But after I got away from consoles, I didn't play it for a while.
The new physics are so good. Mm. You can. It's weird to say, but you can like feel the car so much more than you could in the. I mean, because you literally can't feel it, but like you're able to. It's weird because like. In a car, like when you're driving a car and you're pushing it to the limit, like you get, like the car gives you feedback through the steering wheel and the seat. And it'll tell you like what it's doing. Like the tires and the chassis will like talk to you and let you know like what the hell's going on. So you can sort of like feel, like you can feel when the back ends are breaking loose. You can kind of feel when the front tires are like scrubbing and so you're understeering. GT6 is the only game I've played. I mean, I don't do iRacing or anything like that on PC, so. But console-wise, like, that is the most successful simulator of, like, racing, that I've ever played. Because, like, it gives you so much feedback that you can sort of feel. Like, when you're driving, I mean, like, when you're pushing a car to the limit in the game, like, you can, like, depending on, like, how things are going visually, you can sort of feel and understand what the car is doing, even though you can't. Feel it. If you're playing with a wheel, it's even better because you get that force feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that gives you, like, the most feedback of any sort of racing game, like Forza and those games that I've ever played. It was pretty amazing. And then the only thing I'm hoping is that the sounds are way better than they have been in the past, because that's probably one of the weakest points. And then, it looks like they've worked on their menus, which were kind of a hot mess in GT5. So,
You know what racing game I like?
Need for Speed.
Outrun.
Oh,
I remember some Outrun.
Outrun for Sega Genesis. That game rules. It's the only one I'm good at.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like arcade racers. Need for Speed Most Wanted was fun.
Yeah, there's just too many games. Yeah, there's too many games, not enough time.
Now you're starting to sound like those jaded video game writers where it's just like, I'm so busy, I just want to kill myself.
I don't mean that. Just, there's all these, like, I want
to
play
so much
Need for Speed.
All I have to, like, I write these toy reviews, and then people like get mad at me. My life's so terrible.
Okay, that's not how I sound. That's a slight
character. That's how trait. Someone sounds, and I know who it is.
Yeah. Does his name begin with an A?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it ends with a G.
Oh, no. Everything's terrible.
It's not that bad. Did you ever start listening to that podcast I suggested to you, Matt?
Nope.
No, it's not that bad. Yeah, you should.
No.
Anyways.
What, Rebel FM?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
No, I actually spent my whole PlayStation waiting game listening to Now Playing Podcast, so that was my night.
You know what else I played, actually, now that I'm going through Steam stuff real quick, is that it's a freestanding mod. It's No Room in Hell, which is like a it's similar to, like, I guess, like Left 4 Dead.
Oh, now you have my attention.
Yeah, it's like it's just a free mod you can get on Steam, and it's, you know, freestanding, so you don't need anything else to play it. But I mean, you can tell it's, you know, based off an older engine and stuff, but it's still a lot of fun. I guess it was out for a while. Like, I mean, I guess it's been out for a couple of years. It just wasn't available on Steam. But this is the first time I'd seen or heard of it. So you get, like, I think it's like 8 players. You know, you have a starting point. You start with absolutely nothing. Like, you can find, like, axes and stuff on the floor. But you have, like, you got to get from, like, point A to point B. There's, uh-huh. there's a couple things you got to do. Like, depending on which map you start on, you know, there you might have to go get, like, some paint cans and blow open a door to get somewhere else. And, you know, when you get attacked too much, you could obviously get killed. But every time someone dies, they come back as a zombie. Or if you get attacked too much, you can start to bleed out and your person can faint. Yeah, it's for, like, the first couple of times I played it, it's just anarchy. It's like every once in a while I get a group that, like, knows what they're doing, and I'm just like, okay, I'll just follow you guys, and, like, I don't have an axe. Like, I couldn't figure out.
Oh, so it's online multiplayer?
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty rad.
And I couldn't figure out, like, how to, like, I can't even turn on my flashlight. I'm happy you guys got guns. Like, but it's been pretty fun, though. It's just, like I said, it's just kind of like chaos, though. When I'm playing it, it's just people getting thrashed all around me, and it's like, we're just in the beginning room. And, like, someone opens the door, we don't know how to get out. Zombies just start pouring in.
So it's another PC game that I can't play.
You could probably play this, put it on low settings. I don't think you'd have a problem. Because, like I said, it's older.
Is it running Source?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it is?
I'm almost positive it is.
Source Engine, what kind of card do you have, Matthew?
I have no idea.
I don't think that helps.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can play, you know, like Wolfenstein 3D and Doom.
Oh,
you're not they helping play fine. At all.
You're like,
but I can't play.
Do you even have? Do you have a dedicated graphics card?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't play, like, Doom 3, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, Doom 3 is a good looking.
That's
game.
Pretty intensive on PC, like with the lighting effects and everything.
Yeah, I can't play that.
I don't.
It doesn't. You should look on what your card is. It. Do you even know if it's AMD or NVIDIA?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
I got it so long ago.
Yeah, it's a Half-Life 2 mod, freestanding though, so you don't need Half-Life 2.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm pretty sure
you should be able to run that.
I think so.
Source is we'll pretty. See.
Like I said, it's not.
Especially if it's not Source 2. If it's just Source, you should be able to run that without much issue.
And just turn those graphics down. I think you'll be fine.
All right.
I mean, he could probably run them probably on medium. I don't know. I don't know what his card is. If he knew what card it was, I'd probably be able to tell you if you could run it on decent settings.
But yeah.
Speaking of graphics cards, I need to buy a new one because mine is dead.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to get one real soon. I was trying to think of what I really wanted to get. I was like, should I get, like, another console? Should I get, like, a new monitor? So I was like, actually, you know, I'm going to look into getting, like, a really good, another, like, my video card's, you know, pretty old.
What kind of card do you have?
I couldn't tell you either. I bought it, like, 4 years ago.
Jesus Christ, Barry.
I was like, I'm going to get the most.
Is it an NVIDIA or an AMD?
NVIDIA.
8600?
I don't know. I could open up my computer and tell you, but.
Maybe it's a 9 series. I don't know.
But like I said, I got it like 4 years ago, and it's still doing pretty good now. But it's like when like I said, when I was playing like Adventure Park and I had the graphics turned up,
mm-hmm.
I could see it going slow. I was like, ah.
Well, maybe you have a 9800.
It's time to
9800s were pretty good back then.
Yeah, I probably also need some RAM. I only have like 4 gigs.
And your RAM's what? DDR2?
What does that mean?
Dance Dance Revolution 2.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No Dance Dance in it.
You guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, okay. Going along with that, that's the reason why PlayStation 4 is far superior to the X-Bone. It has Dance Dance Revolution level 5 RAM.
Okay. So that comes with it.
Yeah, it's GDDR5, which means it's like, you know, like gangster Dance Dance Revolution.
Have you played that yet,
that's
Matt?
Awesome. What?
Have you played that yet?
I don't dance, no.
Well, I mean, maybe, yeah, but if it comes with it, you gotta be able to play it with like, a controller or something.
It's built into the graphics card and the system, so you gotta get.
Oh,
on that.
I have to put in a code to do that, like up, down, left, right, square, triangle.
You have to unlock it in under system settings.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. So that's
like
all right.
Mystery.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna try that right now.
You have to be wearing a bandana in order because it's gangster Dance Dance Revolution. So you have to be sporting colors in order to do it. Because the place, wait, did you get the PlayStation Eye thing, the camera?
Yes, it did.
Oh, then yeah, you got to turn that on so they can see that you're wearing colors of your gang with the do rag. Yeah, and then it will unlock for you. Yeah.
All right. On that note, I think it's time we gotta cut it. This was fun. We should start doing this again.
Oh, Dance Dance Revolution.
All right,
Iraqa Dance Dance Revolution.
Say bye to everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye to everyone.
All right, peace out.
Bye.
Bye.